Tuesday of this week, August the 11th, was the final day of the dog days of summer, and it has been a beneficial period for most local farms. After weeks and weeks of very dry weather, the rains started on July 3rd, which was the first day of the dog days. Topsoil moisture is now rated as mostly adequate in Rockingham and surrounding counties. The Rockingham County Fair continues today. There's a lot going on at the fairgrounds today and tonight. In the Farm Credit Show Ring, we've got the Market Steer Show and the Breeding Sheep Show. At 6 o'clock this evening is the Sunshine Goat Class. In the Pepsi Grandstands tonight, it's the Bagoon Brothers Rodeo, starting at 7 o'clock. The complete schedule can be found online at rockinghamcountyfair.com. Well, we have a special report today on the value of farmland.
Farmers and ranchers have experienced firsthand the ever-increasing value of farmland, and new analysis lays those numbers out. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says prices have hit record highs despite a cooling rate of price increases.
The average value of U.S. farm real estate, which includes land and buildings, rose 3.4% to $4,500 per acre. Cropland values increased 3.3% to $6,020 an acre, and pasture land rose 4.2%. That pace has slowed, though, since 2020. It's a 44% increase since then, but in the first year, it was an 11.7% increase. That went down to 3.4% in 2026.
Munch notes that competing buyers for land are swallowing up some options, which could continue the upward trend in land values.
Commercial and residential development, renewable energy projects, outside investments, recreation, rural residential demand are all competing for that same land access, which is more likely to take land out of agriculture in a longer term.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Thank you, Chad, for that report. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.